Mechaber tells us that the Yishuv in a community she'ain shaminyan she'odeya likros b'tora kehilchasav, a person is in a community where fortunately they do have a minyan, however they are not knowledgeable in laning properly, b'dikduk b'ta'amim, reciting the words clearly, also knowing the proper trup, cantillation marks. So maybe you should just skip the laning that day. Says the Mechaber, "Fil hachi yikru b'Torah bivracha kihilchasa." A person should still recite the aliyahs and still say the appropriate brachos before and after the reading. And the Mishnah Berurah tells us that when it comes to this individual, that doesn't know anything, it means specifically b'li nigun ha'tamim, that just that they're not so exact on the exact tune, the trap. Umashma mikam achronim, however, as it's brought down by many achronim, including the Levush, the Eliyahu Rabba, Matihud, and Chayodam, that the afilu im ein shamiyodeh klal, let's say the person, not that they don't know the trap, they just have no idea at all the laning. They're going to make mistakes, significant mistakes, ones which will change the meaning of what's being read. Nonetheless, these achronim are the opinion that this person is allowed to lane. We're not going to skip it, and the bracha is recited, and the reason is kedei, in order shlo tisbatel hakri lagamri, so that we should not forego, even for one time, the laning in its entirety. However, not everyone agrees to these opinions, including the opinion of the Pri Chadash, who disagrees and writes, "Dikivan sheyitu b'tuyos shemishtan ha'inyan," since this person is going to be butchering the laning, if you will, "Kamosh b'makam chelev kori chalav zecher zocher," they're going to be reading the words incorrectly, and because of this, "V'ein shem yodea shuchel haxer kori b'tuuso," there's no one that knows how to read it correctly, or to correct that person who makes that mistake. Pshita, it's very simple, according to Pri Chadash, she'ein mevarachin b'Torah, that person, we should not allow, even though this person can lane, for a bracha recited. And in fact, that's what the Pri Megadim also says, that he's also leans toward this, and says, the yesh likros below bracha, that this person that we should lane, but because the laning will be done incorrectly, we should not say a bracha. Now, the Mishnah Berurah tells us there is another Eitzah. Even though you do not know the laning, and you are going to make countless mistakes, hopefully there'll be someone in that shul who will be able to make the proper corrections. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Ve'im yesh shom mish yodeya. If there's someone there that knows, al kolpan, at the very least, likros ha'tamim mitoch ha'chumish, that they know, based on looking at the chumish, which has all the vowels, the dots, the kudos, and whatnot. So if that person is standing next to you, yikrezem mitoch ha'chumish lifnei ha'ish ha'kari b'sefer Torah, you have one person trying their best to lane, and you have someone who has the chumish with all of the proper sounds and proper way of pronouncing it, let that person be right next to them, and whisper to that person the proper sounds that will be lane. But the person who is looking at the chumish shouldn't be loud, rather quiet, just enough for the Baal Kori to actually hear it. Now the Pesach Chubos continues from where this left off, and he says as follows: Abu Lahamid Chumish Watsad Sefer Torah Ubal Kori Baatzmo Meiv Mifto B'Chumish V'Acharkach Kori Mitocha Sefer Ein L'Chatchil. The only time we allow this and we say that we can have someone with a chumish to spoon feed the correct laning, the correct words, is if there are actually two people. But if the same person, the Baal Kori, has a chumash right next to them, and he keeps looking back and forth and back and forth, this is not the best Eitzah. And the reason is, as the Pesach Chuvos logically explains, ki kimat I efshar. It's almost impossible. Me bli shiyotzu kama tevos mipeha bal kori kodem mirasu osam b'sefer Torah. It's almost impossible that from the time that he looks at the Chumash and he may already start saying a few words and then go back to the actual Torah, he's already laning or reading words, not from looking at the words, but it's being done bal peh by heart, which is not allowed. It has to be read. And therefore, he says that especially in communities in which it's a tircha de tzibura, if the person does not lane quickly, so therefore this will be a very legitimate chash that we should not have this individual do both. Rather, he says, better to have someone, as the Mishnah told us, to give the words, the correct way of reciting it, quietly, and then this balkore will continue on. Now, this is actually brought down by Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal Negros Moshe, who is strict, as we just said. He says, quote, Shli stakil habal kore atzmo b'chumish, tok kedei hakriya, that the person in the middle of laning, the bal kore, shouldn't keep going back and forth into a chumash because of the legitimate concern that he will be reading lo mitoch ha-sefer Torah, but rather by heart. And according to the opinion of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach Zatzal, who's a little bit more lenient in this manner, he says that imroa kol pasuk b'chumash, if you do a whole sentence at a time by looking at a chumash, and then you go back into the Sefer Torah, he's more lenient. However, he does tell us that even in this situation, this should not be lenient unless you know that the Baal Kari is, quote, Adam Yori Shemayim, Shiodua Shemedaktik Venisar B'masav Lasosim Kahalacha. That this is a person who is God-fearing, and therefore he's going to make sure that the laning is legitimate. That he's not just reciting words by heart, by looking in the Chumash, and then possibly not reading all the words straight from the Sefer Torah. And therefore he says that if you are in fact meticulous to do so, it's not an issue. L'chein hayu gedolim v'tzadikim, sh'nahagu kein biyosim yedum sh'yedaktik me'akbidu sh'lo likros ba'peh. That there were those who are upheld in greatness and righteousness, that they would actually do this because it was known that they were not reading Baal Peh, because they were Yerushalayim, they were God-fearing. Then he concludes, the Mishu Shinohe Kain, Asulol Haniach HaChumash Al HaSefer Torah, El Batzad Kar LaSefer Torah. Even those who are lenient, we should not actually put the Sefer Torah, the Chumash, on top of the Sefer Torah, and kind of almost like a bookmark, look and then look up, look and look up, but rather it should be on the side and not physically on the Torah. Now, we just mentioned that it's necessary to read from the Sefer Torah, that you're not allowed to memorize anything. That's why we've mentioned before that some communities will not allow a bar mitzvah boy to lane. It's not because they don't know it well. They know it so well that possibly they're not even looking at the words. They're memorizing. Well, what happens if, quite literally, you blink? Is that an issue? I mean, obviously, a Baal Kori is blinking in the middle of the laning, so at some point, maybe you're looking at the words, you're not looking at the words. What exactly does it mean, reading? So the Piskei Tshuva says as follows, K'sheroa ha-Baal Kori as tevos b'sefer Torah. When you're looking at the words and you're laning, ah, im b'shas amirasam, even though maybe the moment that you actually say the words, otzim einav, you close your eyes, o mistakel chutz l'sefer Torah, or you look outside the Sefer Torah while you recited that word, leislan ba, it's not an issue. Just as long as you actually saw the word, even though that the time that it's being recited, you actually are not looking at it. V'al kol panim kolz manchu hutok kedei dibor mi'oz ra tevos b'sefer Torah v'adi shabradam. Just as long as it's within a couple second time frame from the time that you looked and from the time that you said it, within those couple of seconds, even though you're not looking at the words, it's not an issue. Now, it's brought down on the bottom over here that we were talking about communities, people who do not know how to lane clearly. So it's interesting that there were some individuals, actually I saw this before, that they would take a piece of plastic, almost like a transparency, and they would write the vowels in the ta'amim, and they would put it right on top of the Sefer Torah, so that when they actually laned, they were looking, of course, underneath the plastic transparency, the actual letters, but there's no vowels in the Sefer Torah, so they spent a lot of time writing all the letters so it would match, so that when they would lane, they would have all the vowels right there. So it's brought down that that is, you can imagine, not the preferred method. And it's brought down as follows. It's said in the Sefer Hilchos Shlomo, She'en l'hakir zos mishum kshash chatzitza. That even though it's a piece of plastic, you're still not allowed to have a chatzitza between your eyes and the scroll of the Sefer Torah. And the question that you can maybe ask is, how about glasses? A person allowed to lane if you're wearing glasses, is that considered a chatzitza? It's actually a shaila brought down. And he says, V'im ki mishkafayim l'kuli alma enim chatzitza. That's not an issue whatsoever. Hayin mipnei shekach derech riyaso, because this is the way that a person uses to see. So that's not considered to be a chatzitza. It happened to be that one of my teachers in Miami, who's now in Minneapolis, Rabbi Gibber, he was always very makbid, which is interesting, even though it's clear that it's not an issue, that when it would come to actually getting an aliyah, he would actually put his glasses like this. He'd flip them up. And the reason was because of this issue that some were extremely machmir, that it could be potentially a chatzitza, which he says here, kuli alma, it's not an issue. So in conclusion, we can ask ourselves the following question. If there are so many possible mistakes that a person can make, because after all, there is no vowels in the Torah, and therefore we have to have all these leniencies or possibly restrict exactly should we lane, when should we lane, should it be with a bracha, why then are there are not nikudos in the Sefer Torah? Wouldn't it make more sense? Wouldn't it be a lot more easy that we would just have a Sefer Torah with vowels? Why is it done this way? So I'd like to conclude my sharing with you two reasons brought down in Tami HaMinhagim as to why a Sefer Torah is specifically written b'li nikudos, without vowels. One reason he brings, based on the words of the Nachas Yaakov, he says, Mishum shahatorah nitna b'chol lashon. The Torah was not just given in the language that we're familiar in, Lashon HaKodesh, but it was rather given b'chol lashon, in all 70 languages. V'im haya nokud, lo haya sovel surak lashon HaKodesh. The fact is that it's written the way it is, in which it can be pronounced in so many different ways, it's not limiting the way that a person, a novice reader, would read it, because you can make so many mistakes. A word can be said without the vowels in so many different ways. And therefore, it's done this way in order to create this opening, this opportunity that the Torah could be learned and was given b'chol lashon. Of a b'li nekudos, b'chol lispol kol lashon. That's how the Nachlas Yaakov explains. In conclusion, the Rabbeinu Bechaya gives a second and final reason. He says, Tam shesefer Torah enu menuka, the reason why a Torah does not have vowels is kedei shiyochol adam lidrosh ma sheyirtze. So that a person, when they're learning the Torah, they're able to not be confined by the exact way it's written. They're able to darshan more than that what meets the eye. Ki osios ki she'enan menukodos sovos kama kavanim. Because if you have a word or letters without nekudos, it's possible that you can infer from it and have many meanings beyond that if it would in fact have specific vowels. V'zeh tam shon nakid ha-sefer Torah. This is why the eternal Sefer Torah, which has so many levels that it can be learned on so many different levels, does not have vowels. Ki mashma'os kol teva lefi ha-nakud. If you would have vowels on those dots, then mashma'osam im ha-nakud ki'im inyan echad. Then it could only mean the very thing that you're reading. There's no way to deviate from the way it's being read. U'bli nakud. However, says Rabbeinu Bechaya, without those vowels, yochol adam lidrosh kamin yonim nifloim rabim v'nechbadim. A person can learn a whole lot more without nekudos, and therefore it shows the nitzchus, the eternality, how great the Torah is that can be learned on so many different levels.